You know, these guys are heading to Maine, I believe, later this weekend. So the weather in Pennsylvania is maybe getting them in the mood for that. Although they are from Minnesota, so they might also be saying, why are you guys, well, the trees were blooming. It was really pretty. Just a what seems like a few days ago, but the cycles of weather are here. We'll talk a little bit about their travels. We'll preview a house concert that's taking place tonight that you can be a part of. It's in Mount Lebanon, and we'll give you details on how you can attend. But first, let's simply welcome with a song Curtis and Loretta.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. Now Marianne never got sick, so she thought there was nothing amiss. Breathless and fatigued at times, there was no pain, she must be fine. Laying on her stomach one day, felt like a balloon inside. So she got an ultrasound, then a CAT scan, she saw cancer in their eyes. The stranger knew what she was in, she knew her family'd help her win. Boys, your mom's a stubborn cuss, I'm gonna beat this crap for us. They laughed and then they cried. Then she and her husband decide to pull up their bootstraps and hit it head on, and with gusto on their side.
Oh, beautiful dragonfly, on gossamer wings you fly, fragile and pink but thin, but so powerful within. Such a heavy load, you and sisters on this road, your vines too deep inside, iridescent dragonfly.
Off, try to sleep some, and then she start over once again. Now when she started losing her hair, she shaved her head, the boys shaved theirs. Drugs could make her scatterbrained, her kids left, mom, you're just that way. She made it through 6 months, then another CAT scan comes. Then she sat there, she sits there and wait, you just wait there for your fate.
Oh, beautiful dragonfly, on gossamer wings you fly. Fragile and paper thin, but so powerful within. Such a heavy load, you and sisters on this road. Jeff Einster deep inside, iridescent dragonfly.
The telephone rang finally, I have good news, you are cancer free. She thanked her doctors and heaven. In 18 months she felt human again. But there's no guarantee. Her husband walked out, you see. And the telephone rang with a message that she hoped that never had to be. We're sorry it came back, they say. Marianne's battle continues today. She never says why me. That isn't who she wants to be. 3 times she lost her hair, came in brown instead of gray. She smiles and she laughs, she says, now I'm getting so much younger every day.
Oh, beautiful dragonfly, on gossamer wings you fly, fragile and paper thin, but so powerful within. Such a heavy load, you and sisters on this road, your vines too deep inside.
Yes. You'll hear applause.
Don't you like dragonflies?
Well, that's...
Yeah, but leaving Minnesota, you know, I mean, the weather only gets better no matter which direction you go. So. Yeah, I don't care if you're going to Maine or Arizona.
Maybe
it gets
to go
better.
Up to Canada, it might be colder. I don't know.
It's almost time for dragonflies.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weather's getting there.
I was just reading about that song.
Yeah, that song, this new album we did is all about real people that are came through or are going through big challenges in their lives. And Marianne Peltier-Rigney is actually a friend of mine that I've known for many, many years. And she lives in the little town I grew up in Stillwater, Minnesota. And she was always a really positive person. And I didn't realize how positive. And she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 2008. And she's still battling it to this day. She went into remission for a while, as you heard in the song. And then her husband left her. Every time I see her, I say, how can you be so positive? And she said, you know, if I wasn't, I would feel even worse.
You can spot her all the way across the room because she's just one of those people that just beam from their souls. And they do the world so much good. It's just she's so happy.
Yeah.
Ah, she's inspiring to us.
It's an inspiration. Like all the people in this album, they're all like an great inspiration to me. I have a lot. I have a lot to aspire to.
Yeah, the album, it's called When There's Good to Be Done.
That's right.
And it's a fitting name, given what you're talking about. Well, Curtis and Loretta, we were trying to do the math, and we could probably find
She's not
it.
My daughter.
Oh, no, not that way. Not that kind of math.
You should tell people at Radioland. He has a white beard, so some people think he's my dad, but yeah. We're married to each other.
For years, people thought, oh, it was so nice to see a father-daughter band. Anyway.
We're married to each other.
But it's, I was going to say, if they're going to get that wrong, it's probably right to think you're
oh,
dad
yes.
And
if it makes Loretta
daughter.
Happy, it's good for
no.
me.
Instead of the other way.
I'm older than him. I'm a year and a half older than him.
Wow.
I shouldn't admit that
she
on the air.
It, yeah.
That's okay.
But were you trying to figure out when
no,
we
no,
were here
when
last?
When you were last here.
Yes. And we were in Pittsburgh. We did a house concert 2004 with Annie and Kurt. So I think wow. we did the radio show then also.
Wow. It's been
a
That's
long
a long
time.
You know, she helped take care of her mom for like 9 years.
Well,
she
yep.
just needed part-time care. And so we only did like 2-week trips instead of like 2-month trips.
So. We weren't going really, really far. Yeah. So.
And it looks like you're traveling a lot now. I
yeah,
was
my mom
a look.
Passed away. It's bittersweet, but she passed away in 2014. So we've been on the road a lot more.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, and Ricky and I went through the same thing
with parents.
Her parents and then with my parents.
You're bringing that age, all
you sort
well,
of
a lot of us.
You change your habits a little bit
yeah.
as a result.
And I was
of that.
Very happy to do it. I would never have done it any other way. I'm very happy I did.
Yeah, same here. They Curtis and Loretta tonight will be at a house concert, 8 o'clock at the home of Kurt and Annie. There'll be two Curtises, so you'll need to have name tags or something, but not just with your first names. If you would like, you need to make a reservation and just because of the nature of a house concert, but just write to amtrimble@earthlink.net or 412-343-0498. House concerts are just nice, intimate ways. Think about it as a party with people that you don't always know everybody at a party anyway, except you sit and instead of watching TV or the big game,
yeah,
you watch and listen to music. What a concept. And it happens to be music made by live, breathing, thinking people. And you're getting a sample of that right now. So don't be shy if you want to.
If our songs appeal to you at all, I'm sure you're welcome.
And,
Should we play more?
Absolutely. What would you like
now,
to do next?
Now, you know, we are folk musicians, if you haven't noticed from that first song. And by the end of the show, you'll notice it for sure. But, you know, I mean, people in life have a tendency to set goals. Some people want, like, mansions or $1 million. I've heard of people who want more than that. Or big boats or really expensive cars. But being folk musicians, we set our goals very high. We have to get you to sing along on at least one song in a concert. So we want you to sing along on this one.
This is the sing-along. If you're at home or in your car or wherever, you can still
sing
along.
If you sing along on this, you'll feel better. It's almost like a free medical procedure.
If you've been pulled over right now, and maybe you've been pulled over, you know, and you're waiting on the side of the road while your license plate is being run, you can be singing.
You could sing,
You could sing.
Though, I have to say, and I expect you to be doing this, singing along as you're driving along out there. And kids, get your parents to do this for us, okay? We're going to teach you the words. You have to memorize them, but I think you can do it. But you might want to face forward as you sing along driving with this one. Okay, we'll teach you. Here's
your part, and then we'll all practice, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. Na 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 na. So you don't want to look at the next
you might
car.
Want to face forward while you're singing along. In
People
car.
Might get the wrong
They
idea.
Might get the wrong impression.
I'll bet there's hand motions with this part, too, or there could be. Like,
yeah, there's like a little.
Yeah.
You put your hands up. Like, and
thumb to your nose or hands, thumbs in your ears.
Yeah. Yes. And so we dedicate this to all of you attorneys out there. This is because. Called Somebody I Could Sue.
Yeah, I think they got it. I don't think we have to practice. You got it out there, Radio Land? Na, 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 na. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Janie did it, don't blame me. I learned that when I was 3. I wouldn't play, she called me quitter. Made me so mad I had to hit her. This happens every single time. They should arrest you for this crime. You buy a gallon of ice cream, and I eat it till my thighs could scream. When you got no one to blame but yourself, or you'd sure like to pin it on somebody else. There must be somebody I could sue, somebody I could pass this buck.
Na 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 na. He passed me going way too fast and cut me off, so I hit the gas. I stuck to him close as I could. He slowed down to smash my hood. It's not my fault, don't look at me. A stupid place to plant a tree. I just backed up, what can I say? It was standing right there in my way. When you got no one to blame but yourself, oh, you'd sure like to pin it on somebody else. There must be somebody I could sue, or somebody I could pass his buck. Na 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 na. You do this to me all the time. Don't get your way and then you whine. So I get mad, don't talk for days. I'll show you, I'll make you pay. Why won't you just end this fight? Do it my way, do it right. You never listen to a word. I have to yell this to be heard. When you got no one to blame but yourself, oh, you'd sure like to pin it on somebody else. There must be somebody I could sue, or somebody I could pass his buck. Na 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 na. Call my lawyer, life's not fair. Where's my success? Where's my share? I'm stuck down in this endless rut, because no one will pick me up. The world's got it in for me. I burned myself in hot coffee. Lost my cash in Powerball. And how come you never call? When you got no one to blame but yourself, oh, you'd sure like to pin it on somebody else. There must be somebody I could sue, or somebody I could pass his buck. Na 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 na. Or somebody I could pass his buck. Na 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 na.
Curtis and Loretta.
Thank you.
That's going to be a...
I always feel so much better after we sing.
That's an earworm. People are
going to
be singing that all day.
I'll get my guitar out.
The large, very big Celtic harp that I've been carrying for 28 years, and she's been playing it for 28 years. So, and Loretta will get her guitar out. And, yeah, we just did this new recording, and it was kind of neat. It all happened in a year, and it all went from interviews with people all the way to songs in the course of a year and being recorded, and now we're starting to perform them. And we're going to do the title cut.
Yeah, I have to say that last one wasn't on the new CD.
Yeah, it was.
That was from a different CD. But this next one is from the new CD.
Yeah, and these were all interviews with these amazing people that went through hardships or just intense
challenges,
but came out to be much stronger and happier and, you know, just better people because of it. And they're all extraordinary. And the whole gist of this album is if you start looking around, you find out you're just surrounded by these people, you know. You're always looking at bad news on the TV, but really you're surrounded by just amazing, powerful, heroic people if you just, you know, talk and you'll find that out. And this lady, you know, we're from Minnesota, so we're nice. I don't know if you know that.
You heard of Minnesota Nice?
It's kind of, you have to get a
it's
license
true
when
to
you
a
move
degree.
There. You're Minnesota Nice.
I think it's true.
It's true to a degree.
Yeah.
But this lady's actually from Florida. And
she's nice too.
I was actually watching the news in Minneapolis one night, the 10 o'clock news, and there was a story about this woman that was going to fly up and donate her kidney to this little girl. This lady was from Florida.
And it was a spontaneous, she was just sitting on the internet one night and she saw this little girl
on Facebook.
She decided right then, oh, I would donate a kidney
to
this little girl.
She decided to get tested, and so she had gone through 6 months of testing and she ended up doing it. And so I got a hold of her. This actually was a grant that I got from the Minnesota State Arts Board to do this whole project. And When I got the grant, I got on Facebook. That's how I got a hold of her. And I said, you know, could we? We're coming through Florida. We're going to do this tour. Could we just come and interview you? And she said, yeah. She was just so sweet. And so, and we ended up writing. I ended up writing this song about her.
And the little girl is doing well. You know, she had been on dialysis since she was like
7 weeks old, and she was 2 years old at the time. Now she's three, and she's doing really well.
Wow.
So I mean, she saved her life. And I was like, I said, you know, I give blood once in a while, but a kidney? I don't know. I don't think I'm that nice. So should we go for it?
Yeah,
all right.
I'm just thinking the concept of the album is terrific. We'll talk more about that after hearing this.
Should we go ahead and do this one?
Yeah, here's
Yeah, this is the title cut, and it's called When There's Good to Be Done. She said that. I said, how can you do this? And she said, well, when there's good to be done, you got to do it. So that's the title. One, two, three, four. In a bright, sunny Florida home, Christy was online and she was there alone. Minnesota girl caught her eye. Usually she'd scroll on by. Sick kids were too sad. Was it an angel that said don't pass? Since 7 weeks old, you might be my hero. Is your blood type O? Christy said yes, picked up the phone, and she said, when there's good to be done, you must do it. You gotta wait for someone else to get to it. I knew it was God's plan to see me through it. How could I say no when I could do it? She told her husband about the girl. If she was a Sarah, we would search the world. A battery of tests were begun up north for final one. 6 months since that day, you're the perfect match, they called to say. She got back on that online page, sent a message to the mom, and she did say, I'm Christy, I'm honored to meet you. I have a two-year-old, too. I'm your girl's donor. And the mother could not find words. Christy said, when there's good to be done, you must do it. You gotta wait for someone else to get to it. I knew it was God's plan to see me through it. How could I say no? Do it. On a bright Minnesota day, Christy woke up and she was feeling pain. The very first thing she did say is, Ariana, okay? She gave life that day. Purest joy was Christy's pain. And she said, when there's good to be done, you must do it. And gotta wait for someone else to get to it. I knew it was God's plan to see me through it. How could I say no when I could do it? Must do it. When there's good to be done, we must do it.
When there's good to be done, we must do it.
What an amazing song.
That, she's an amazing woman. Loretta. Christy Hart Harding is
really
her name.
Really a neat lady. Yeah, we made some real amazing friends.
And we're friends with a lot of these people
album,
now.
Yeah.
We just, I don't know, I feel so honored and so inspired. It's like I got a lot of work to do to get to the level of these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she wrote a song about me right at the same time, and I didn't make the album.
Well, so
I thought
it was a different,
well,
it was more of a love song than
well,
I wrote you.
I'd argue that amplifying all these stories is very important. It's a very important thing to do because I think, I was thinking, the therapeutic value of these songs for somebody who is going through hard times to hear stories of other folks, but also for folks to consider, you know, being more helpful or getting more engaged. Not that you wouldn't already consider that, but sometimes it's just nice to be exposed to people modeling those kinds of behavior. You like to be in the midst of people like that, and here's a way to be in the midst of people like that. You've got probably a dozen examples.
They're all different examples, people from all different walks of life, people who did amazing things, and they didn't all help other people, but they helped, they got through these amazing situations on their own, and that in itself inspires people to get through maybe a similar situation.
So much of the work we do in oral history here, we try to get at those same stories. But there's something very special to take the bones of those stories and to create songs around them. It takes a lot of talent. How do you write? Do you do that together, or
no? I wrote all these songs
well,
in the new album.
I changed a few words after she wrote the songs.
Yeah, he had some good. He had some good.
Did you change
them together? Yeah.
You know what I caught?
These are her songs this time. Yeah,
I caught online page. Was that ever Facebook page?
It was Facebook, and you know, I worked with a couple other people too, that some other songwriters, and I was going to use Facebook, and this. This guy I talked to in Minneapolis said, don't use Facebook because, you know, younger people don't even do Facebook. Now they're doing Snapchat or I don't know what they're doing, something else. And I said, you know, in a few years, people won't know what Facebook is, so it's going to really date the song. And that's why I changed it. But it was Facebook.
I guess it stood out as I was listening, but I was thinking to myself, that was a good choice. I wonder if that was an edit. You know, I was
originally it was Facebook, and now so
I have absolutely no idea what you two.
He
are
doesn't
talking
even get
about
on Facebook.
No.
I have never sent an email.
So it's for people that, like you, that don't know what Facebook is. But you know,
I
what
looked
online
in the mirror
is.
And said, "Facebook is not for me."
I want to ask about the instrument you're playing, Curtis, because the last song really gave an example of its sound. It's dobro-like in sound.
This is a triplate. It has three cones. Dobros have one cone, and this has three cones. So this is a national triplate. This is actually, usually they're metal. I'm going to get out a metal ukulele later if we have time, that has one cone. But, you know, normally they're made out of metal. This one's a wooden one. This one's actually, they were in business in the 20s up to World War II. And then they started up again about 15 years ago in California, almost in the same spot with some of the original tools. But this is kind of a wooden prototype. It sounds – they're powerful because of the cones. You
yeah.
know? And so it sound, this wooden one sounds better with the harp. So.
And that's one relatively new from the last 20 years or so?
Yeah, this is maybe 5 or 6 years old. It was a prototype that they made to try a wooden triplate.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Actually, National and Dobros, they were the same brothers. They made both of those back in the 30s.
I didn't know that. I know that, you know, they're different brands these days.
Yeah, they actually, the brothers had a little disagreement about how many cones and how it should be done. They split up but then they in the 30s, but they got back together. They were the loudest thing around in the 1930s.
Yeah.
And most of them were made of metal. World War II started. They quit making them because you know, the metal was
metal
such
shortage.
A premium. You know, they actually geared up and made small airplane parts. And then, this is a nutshell history, and then after World War II, the electric guitar came out, and it kind of stole their, we're the loudest thing.
There's just all these things running through my head from, well, we're going to have to carve up the dobro market between the two of us and, you know, figuring out how to do that. And then I'm just, you know, we'll be back to Dragnet in just a moment.
Yeah.
Attention.
Dobros are in short supply because we're using the Dobro factories to make airplane vaults,
you know.
And I don't think it made the national news.
They were Czech brothers, and Dobro means great, fantastic in Czech. So, yeah.
Curtis and Loretta are here. They're from Minnesota, and they are just a delight to have here. There's a house concert tonight. I just posted on Facebook how you can get to their website and also how you can email Annie for information about tonight's house concert. They are conferring as to the next song to do. The house concert's in Mount Lebanon at 8, and it's A.M. Trimble at earthlink.net. It's fun to watch them confer like a good husband and wife would do, taking a vote. And then
Curtis is grabbing his banjo.
Ah.
Now that we talked all about the resonator.
I see a banjo. And yeah. I think I see a harmonica coming.
Yeah. Like I said, all these songs are about all different situations, all different people from all different walks of life, and this song is actually about a couple that we know. These musicians, they have a band called Singleton Street in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, St. Paul area.
We met them when they were teenagers.
Playing at the Renaissance
Festival. And
now
they're fabulous musicians. Yeah.
Yeah, and they have three children, and
we had known this, but we never thought much about it, and then Loretta found out.
Well, their two oldest children are autistic, severely autistic. They don't speak at all. They're on the autism spectrum. I learned to say they're on the spectrum. And their youngest child is not. And all three kids get along really great. And I thought, man, what a difficult thing to deal with. But, you know, when I see that couple, I never see any resentment or any – they never roll their eyes
happy.
Or anything. They're just so happy. I spent some time with them. I went to the zoo with the kids and McDonald's and some places. And they're just like – they just do it with such love.
Two of the kids don't even speak, but the whole family communicates.
They can all communicate. I'm like, how do you communicate? And so I saw how, and you'll see in this song, how they communicate and how they just love these kids. And it's just, we don't have kids at all, so I can't imagine dealing with any kids of any kind. But it's amazing what they've done with these kids. So it's called What Each One Needs.
She live in their world, but she dances on the spectrum where Claire's a fairy princess there. She hands her camera to her mom, puts a great big smile on. She speaks no words, but mama knows she must capture this pose. 24/7 takes a stall, but mom and dad love these souls. Up all night if tantrums flow, a sensory overload. See what each one needs. They teach where each path leads. Their joy is plain to see when they see the kids happy. Redhead Rowan, 10 years old, rocks a spectrum in his world. Twirls a string of shiny beads. Climbs a fence at lightning speed. He taps his dad right on the chest, never speaks but can request. Dad lifts him on his shoulders high. They watch the world go by. 24/7 takes a toll, but mom and dad love these souls. Up all night if tantrums flow, sensory overload. They see what each one needs. They teach where each path leads. Their joy is plain to see when they see their kids happy. Child, when Clara runs too far afield, she follows, speaks to her softly. Rowan dives under a couch and grabs Mary by the hand. They share this little secret space. Their smiles light up the place. 24/7 takes a toll, but mom and dad love these souls. Up all night if tantrums flow, a sensory overload. They see what each one needs. They teach where each path leads. Their joy is plain to see when they see their kids happy. 24/7 takes a
Mrs. Talbot, Mom and Dad love these souls. Up all night if tantrums flow, sensory overload. They see what each one needs, they teach where each path leads. Their joy is plain to see when they see the kids happy.
Curtis and Loretta, there's so much I want to say that doesn't need to be said. Your voice is beautiful. You're singing together beautifully.
Thank you.
And these songs are just incredible.
Thank you.
When was the CD released?
Well, actually, in November of 2015, we did our CD release concerts in Minnesota.
And I just see so many... avenues of distribution. These songs are so inspirational. I know of a lot of people who would really appreciate the song you just played. How did the family react to that song?
Well, you know, they actually, they're musicians, the mom and dad, so they played on the CD. They're on the CD.
You know, we've known them since they were young. And they played Penny Whistle and Mandolin on the song. On the recording.
And at the CD release concert. When I get the idea, I call them up, you know, before I even started on it. I called contacted each person for their songs and said, you know, may I write a song about you? So I did a long interview with them and spent time with the kids and taped the interview. And they said they had some reservations. They said, you know, we don't want it to be like a really sad song. Like they said, we hate that when people say people on the spectrum, like the light has gone out of their eyes. He said, it's not like that in our family. We don't want anything like that. And I said, I'll tell you what, well, I'll write the song. And if it's like it's not, you know, what you like, or doesn't, if it's not right, then we'll just trash it, start over, or not do it at all.
And we did that with every person on this album.
We didn't trash them.
No, we brought the songs back to them and played them for them to see what they thought.
and we trashed every person.
Fortunately, they all liked them because it was a lot of work.
With them, actually.
A few dates were different or whatever.
Things had a little correction. But theirs, they really liked. We taped it in our living room, my little Zoom tape digital recorder, and I sent them the MP3 of it. And they emailed me back and they said, it's perfect. It's exactly what we want, exactly how we feel.
The only album that comes to mind, and it's very different, but Hazel and Alice had a song, I think, called Hard Songs for Hard Hit People.
I'll have to check that out.
But I don't know if those songs were necessarily non-fictional. But I'm trying to think about, because I'm blown away by the whole therapeutic nature and of these
cool
true stories.
Well, and we found out April 2nd was World Autism Awareness Day. So Wisconsin Public Radio played it on their show that day. I know, maybe other radio stations. I don't know, but they did for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, you know, I mean, we're surrounded by these people, just like the ones in the song. You know, every day, everywhere.
That was one of my ideas.
Just notice.
Before we started, I thought, you know, because some of these people, like the one person I knew for years before, I knew he'd been in World War II and had all these amazing things happen to him. And just so if you need to really start talking to each other, to our neighbors, to our friends, and all these amazing stories will come out.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens in the non-point-and-click world if you just actually
talk. I know. If we look up from our computers
or listen to people, or our phones.
So
Curtis has got a harmonica on, and he's grabbing the banjo again.
I thought we'd do something that's not from this album.
Maybe you guys can sing. Yeah, though I think there is a public service, an old-timey song, but I think there's a public service announcement we should give with, because, you know, I mean, on radio, and, it, you know, in certain situations, there's words you just shouldn't use, you know.
Absolutely.
Boys and girls, I have to tell you that ain't a word. We're just using it for historic
purposes.
Reasons, yes.
Yeah.
And I have a great big beard, and one time a lady asked me, she was like almost 100 years old, and she asked me if I had bugs in my beard. And I said no, and she was disappointed because she said I reminded her of her grandfather, who she thought was very good looking but did have bugs in his beard. So
back in the 1800s.
Yeah. Because this lady was like 100. So I learned this. I kind of rewrote this old folk song for her.
You can help us sing on the chorus. I know you know this.
Na 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 na. No.
This is ain't no bugs on me.
Ah.
You know, we want you to sing along, but if you want to, you can just scratch along or
slap.
Yeah, slap
along.
You can say
mosquitoes.
Aren't any if you want to.
Yeah, it doesn't fit. Eight just fits so well in this one.
Yep. Well, June bug flies in the month of June, little Latin bug in May. That mosquito flies any old time, he ain't gonna stay. No, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. That may be bugs on some of us, but there ain't no bugs on me. The mosquito, he flies high. The mosquito, he flies low. The mosquito flies around me. No, it ain't gonna fly no more. No, there ain't no bugs on me. No,
there ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of us, but there ain't no bugs on me.
I know there's bugs on her. There might be bugs on you. There ain't no bugs in the old man's beard. Maybe one or two, but there
ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of us. There ain't no bugs on me.
Well, the honey bear gets a bee. The old dog gets a flea. There ain't no bugs in the old man's beard. Maybe two or three. But there
ain't no bugs on me.
It's kind of a sad verse here. Some bugs live by the big highway and people drive like nuts. And when they hit your old windshield, there ain't nothing left but
guts.
But there ain't no guts on me.
There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Curtis and Loretta, no bugs were harmed during the playing of that song. No real bugs.
Don't scratch.
We're harmed. Again, you can there's seats available at the house concert tonight, and it's at 8 o'clock in Mount Lebanon. A.M. Trimble at earthlink.net is how you can reach Annie. Or phone 412-343-0498. A woman, forgive me as I turn my head, Sandra. And I need to find, here's how I can do it. I can actually, talking about looking at a screen. Somebody tweeted that they're enjoying your performance, and I wanted to mention that person by name. Sandra Zalaun? I thought maybe it was just nice that she mentioned that she's enjoying the music.
Nice. Thank you, Sandra.
I think it's either Sandra or Sandra.
Thank you.
You've got your Minnesota. I've got my mom's Boston, so it's always Sandra, you know. And
yeah,
I've gotten the Loretta out of my system.
Loretta.
Loretta plays the hop.
Yeah, when we get to Maine, we'll be playing a hop. The first time they said that to me, I'm like, oh, what?
And just switch them.
Loretta, pull out your hop. Well, they'll be playing tonight. And also, if you go to curtisandloretta.com, you can get information about their recordings, where else they're going to be coming. They're heading to Maine after today. And then I seem to remember you're off to Illinois.
Yeah, then we're doing a show in the suburbs of Chicago and then down near Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, you are traveling a lot.
Yeah, we like it.
Now. So what's next? It looks like the ukulele has
come out.
Yeah,
we thought we'd probably end up with this one. You know, I think that, you know, people that like work for major corporations and stuff, they seem like they get, I think they used to get like benefits, they get benefits, right? Like
I've heard about that.
Health care, and you get like maybe a free car to drive or bonuses. We're folk musicians. I'm not sure about this, bonuses. But what we get really is just like being here today, all these folk places around the country are just, they're laborers of love. And so we get to be like butterflies and come in here with, you know, these wonderful people and, you know, and Annie and Kurt. And it just, I think it keeps us young. And so it makes us positive people, I think, you know. So I'm going to play this ukulele song. And we've been auditioning songs the last few years for we're very positive. We feel someday we're going to need a world anthem, you see.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has a national anthem, and some are better than others, and, you know, everybody does it, which is wonderful, but this is our choice so far. So this is a little smile along.
Yeah, help us out.
Ukulele,
you know this.
A national steel ukulele. And Loretta, the world-renowned kazootinist, will join us. And Eganist Shikinist.
Studied many years.
Here's our world, what are they calling all these people walking around talking these days? Our candidate for...
candidate.
For world anthem.
Is our nomination.
That's one noun.
Yeah.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.